Are there many wild hogs like that around? What do you call the protrusion? I don't know whether they're teeth or what, but they stick out of the wild hog's mouth.
Tush.
Cattle make noise at night sometimes. What are some of the terms you use for that noise they make?
Well, if you call it bawl or something, bawl.
Well, do any of the other animals ever make distinctive noises at night that you can use as a signal or of
no,
how they're doing?
Don't know.
Do you have any calls to your animals? Or what did you, how did you call the cows in?
Well, you just call them, you know, shook or something like that.
Did people ever have different calls?
No.
I mean, or was that was pretty much the
pretty
one
much,
used?
Pretty much what they used.
What do you call that? It's, I guess, a dish that people have. It's the intestines of hogs, I believe, and sometimes they're fried.
I didn't get that.
It's something people eat, and it's the intestines of hogs, and sometimes it's fried. I don't know how many different ways it can be fixed, but you know. What they call it?
We call it sausage.
Well, if it's from if it's not stuffed, if it's from chickens, what do you call it then?
I didn't get that.
Okay. Did you ever ride horses much?
Yeah.
Could you just describe the saddle? What are the parts of it?
Well, you put the saddle on their back, you know, getting the saddle.
Well, like, how is it made? Just the different parts of it. Isn't there a part that you put your feet in? What do you call that?
Well, that's certain. Yeah. Frame up there, you know. Sit down. Put your feet in down there.
When you're going down a field with a plow, the earth falls to one side and another. What do you call those kind of hills formed? When you said that you never grew any wheat, do you know how it's usually bundled up?
Well, they have binders, you know, to cut it and tie the string, and there's a thresher.
If just find out what a term is, if I live maybe 45 minutes or a couple hours away and you had to go by